your health matters.
Blog Talk Radio. Good Golly, Miss Holly Show. I am your host, Miss Holly, and we are all about being sassy, southern, and psychic. And I want to say a special hello to my friends on Facebook and YouTube. You can also call in with us. The phone number to call in to get a reading is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. We are going to try and take readings from the comments tonight in case you can, you can't hear us. So go ahead and either put your comment below or call us and we'll get in touch with you then. So hello everyone and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's see who our first caller of the evening is. Let's see. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Holly. My name is Michelle, calling from California.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing this evening, sweetie?
Okay. I have some idea that maybe I should be looking for another job next year out of state, and I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yes, you need to look for another job next year. That's good. 2021 is going to be a big year for you, lots of changes, but they're going to be good changes. I know it seems kind of overwhelming at the moment, but always, always, always trust your intuition. You have a very strong intuition, and you need to trust it more. So if it, you know, if you're feeling that you need to find another job, you definitely do. And I'm getting that same thing from your angels. You didn't even have to finish the question. I was like going, new job, new situation. So it's going to be good.
Do you have any idea what state it might be in or what area of the country?
They're showing me the East Coast.
Oh.
So I'm seeing the East Coast. So I don't think it's in the South. So I'm thinking up in the north part of the country, New York, that area.
Yeah, I'm from that area.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if it's going to be a transfer within the same company or just brand new.
I'm getting it's a new opportunity, brand new opportunity for
okay.
you.
Okay.
A little more money.
Good. Oh. Always good.
More money is always good. More money is always good.
Well, that's great. I look forward to that.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can answer for you? I've got you on the line.
The time frame, if you have that, like early in the year, mid or late.
It's going to be, they're showing me after the snow. So for me, that means March or April. Now, I know it doesn't snow in California because I lived there for 13 years. Well, it does in parts, but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But they're showing me after the snow on the East Coast. So that's March or April for me. So I'm going to say the middle of March to early April.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
So
well,
pretty
let's
quick.
See what happens. Yeah, and it's going to go well, I suppose.
Yes, it is going to go well, yes. You're going to have a little hiccups and a little frustration about the move, but it's nothing that you can't handle, and it will all work out just fine in the end. So nothing for you to worry about there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. Have a good evening. God bless.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, it looks like she's going to have a very eventful next year, which is hopefully for most of us that it's going to be a good year next year, because this year has been, well, just a little bit different. So again, that number, if you want to call in, is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And my name is Miss Holly, and you're on the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where it's all about being sassy, southern, and psychic. So let's go ahead and get our next caller going here. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Miss Holly. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm good. I know you've been on Journey, so I wanted to ask him. I want to try to catch him later to ask him about someone, but for you, I just wanted to ask you about someone. So this weekend, I was getting prank called, prank texted by someone, a guy, and I was wondering if it's someone from my past or period. I just wanted to, because he's on my mind a lot lately, so just wondering about him. I wanted to see what you pick up around someone from my past. His name is Nick. And I haven't heard from him for a few years. I don't know if it was him that was one that was pranking me. But
it wasn't Nick.
Okay.
Okay. So it was not Nick. This bothers me a little bit. I'm just going to let you know right now, Tamika, because I'm not big on men prank phone calling young ladies. I don't think that's funny.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't either.
So you, huh?
I did not either.
Okay. It's disrespectful. And that's just not how we do things. I know I sound very old-fashioned and Victorian, but that's not how we do things, especially in this day and age. It's very juvenile, and it shows a lack of respect for you.
Right. So, I'm glad it wasn't him.
Yeah, it was not him. It was somebody that you kind of know. They're on the fringe of your social circle, and that's where they need to stay. Okay. Because, anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
But with Nick, overall, like, I wanted you to see what's going on with him, and will I ever hear from him again?
My angels are telling me that that's very up in the air. He is very busy and tied up. It's showing me that he's got a lot of emotions tied up in very different places. This is a very difficult time for him, as it is for all of us. It does not take a psychic to figure that out, okay? He's kind of at a crossroads in his life, trying to figure out what to do, because his world's been turned upside down as far as his career and how he conducts business and how he conducts life is very, very different than it was a year ago. And he's going to come through it okay. Don't worry about him. But it's been a bit of a shock for him. He's taken it pretty hard. So as far as hearing from him, I only see, for y'all who've been on my show before, you all know, I only see about 18 months to 24 months out, okay? So I'm not seeing him trying to contact you in that period of time, but that doesn't mean he won't talk with you ever. All that means is I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
Okay, so... That's what that means. But I'm not seeing that in the next 18 months or so.
Is he taken?
Kind of. Let's just put it this way. She thinks he's taken. He doesn't.
Oh, I thought he got married.
He, You're right about that. Not saying anything else about that. Okay. It's a little messed up. So there's trouble in paradise. Let's just put it that way.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So let's just wish him the best. And did you go buy a rose quartz crystal like I told you to?
I believe I have one in my bag.
Okay.
My purse.
Okay. Because that's going to bring the romance back. Okay?
Yeah. Do you see someone? Because it's just like, I don't know.
You're kind of surrounded by, you know how Journey says you're kind of surrounded, instead of knights in shining armor, you're surrounded by idiots in tinfoil?
Yeah.
You're surrounded by idiots in tinfoil.
I know.
Ugh. But December looks good for you. Okay? But mm-hmm. I want you, you know what I'm going to tell you, don't you?
No.
What am I going to tell you? What do you need to do? Come on, Tamika.
Pray. Pray.
That works too, but vacuum your house.
Okay.
Okay. I know I've told you this.
No.
Are you not listening to Miss Holly and hang on every word that I say?
Of course I do. Of course you do.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But this one, I don't think you ever told me to vacuum.
Okay.
All right. That's good advice.
Vacuum your house. Let me tell you why you do this. Okay. Because there's a lot of negative static energy in your house. Vacuum that out. And the minute you finish vacuuming, take the vacuum or the bag or whatever it is, however your vacuum cleaner works, and put it outside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it'll get rid of that negative energy. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to either get some rose scented essential oil or some type of, or put some rose scent in a non-scented cleaner and clean your house.
Okay.
That'll help take the edge off things and it will open the way for romance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So try those two things and see how that does. But vacuum your house.
Okay.
All right, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
It's always so good to talk to you. You're one of my favorites. I just love you to pieces. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I'm going to try to catch Journey later because there was another person. I know he's very intuitive, and there's someone else I wanted to ask him about. I wanted to try to catch him later. Are you going to be on his show later?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing his show tonight, yeah.
Okay.
We'll be on at 10.
Okay. I keep trying to catch him ever since he came back to Blog Talk. So I'm going to try him later to see if I can ask him about someone not the same person as you.
Well, if you've got another person, you can ask me too.
I asked you about him before, but Journey, I remember him from a couple of years back, so I kind of wanted to hear his take on him.
Yeah, okay. No, it's no problem at all.
Then.
Absolutely. Journey is very good at that type of thing.
Yes.
He is. That's why I pair up with him
mm-hmm.
when we're not fighting like cats and dogs. Almost every night. All right, Sugar Pie. Well, I will see you at 10 on my Psychic Connection then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, Shug. You're welcome. God bless.
Hey.
She is such a sweetheart. I really enjoy when she calls on our show. So, again, if you want to call in or if you want to comment, you can comment and we will see it here, hopefully, in the comment section. And if you want to call in, it's 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And let's see who we've got on the schedule next. All right. So, hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Christine. I'm not sure how you work, but I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my career or my love life or my health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't do health questions on the air because that gets too personal. But love life, let's take a look at your love life. Let me pull a card for you. Do you have anybody in particular in mind that you wanted to know about or just general?
No, just general.
Okay. All righty. Let me see what's going on here. What have we got here? Okay. Well, your career, which is the first card I pulled. Let me see what else I pulled. Okay. Christine, you're very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you? In fact, you're an indigo kid. Uh-huh. Are you, you're an indigo adult?
I believe so. Yeah. I do believe so.
Yes, you are. I just pulled a card that said that. So, yeah, you're very, very talented. I pulled the Princess of Winter, which looks like this, if you can see it. But it's a beautiful card, and what it says it's inquisitive, truthful, realistic, and not terribly diplomatic. Oh, you're right after my own heart, because I am terrible at the diplomatic stuff. here's the thing. You need to trust your intuition more than you do, and you trust it quite a bit, but sometimes you're afraid to speak out because of what you see, because it may not be what somebody wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so afraid to do that. Okay. Especially mm-hmm. with people, you do not know. Obviously don't go up and say to somebody, you know, you're going to die tomorrow or anything. I mean, let's be realistic, but the people that you know, you see things that they need to hear. So don't be so afraid to say them. Okay, as far as your career goes, it looks like you need to balance your resources wisely until the end of the year as far as money goes, and then things are going to pick up. Look for that to happen in about February or March next year, but save your money, save your pennies right now, okay?
Okay,
save your pennies right now. Let me see if I can't find anything on romance. Yes. Well, I pulled another princess. You were just the princess queen. I've never seen so many princesses in a reading. You are truly the princess queen tonight. Okay, so you pulled the Princess of Autumn, and that's happy news about career promotion or scholarships. That's going to come in the next year. We've already talked about that. You're needing a little push to get going in the romance area, though. I'm kind of reticent. You want a romance, but you're kind of holding back. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I'm even ready because I have, like, health issues that I'm trying to resolve also, so I don't know if it's connected. I just don't know.
So, here's the thing. It's okay not to be ready for romance right now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody needs to give you permission to know that it's okay. All right? I do see romance coming in for you, but it's not going to be until next year. But you're okay with that.
Yeah, I am.
So, because romance does not define you at all. Which is a good thing. You don't need a man or a woman to define you. You can define you all by yourself. And you're good about that. Good for you.
Yes.
More people need to follow your example. Okay? But I see something coming in for you March, late March to the middle of April next year.
Okay.
And this is going to be, it's not going to be a long-term relationship. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay. But it's going to be a fun relationship. And you will enjoy yourself. and that's mm-hmm. okay too.
Yes, right? It is. And I've been looking for that.
So that, well, good. So that's okay too. All right. So just look forward mm-hmm. to that. And as you know, work on your health and your situations and that type of thing. But enjoy the holidays and appreciate you for who you are, because you're quite unusual and very, very special, and you've got a lot to offer. And trust
that
intuition.
I appreciate that.
No, no problem at all.
Thank
the other thing is, why am I getting this? I'm getting a lot of, they're telling me you need to draw what you see.
Okay.
Okay. Draw okay. what you see. That'll help bring it into, especially, draw the positive stuff that you see. And the stuff that you want
right.
to bring to your life, draw it.
Okay.
That'll help bring it into fruition.
Wow, I've never thought of that. That's really cool. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you thought that was really cool. Is there anything else that I can answer for you today?
No, that was it. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and you're very
God bless
you,
too. Thanks for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again. Let me know how things are going, okay?
Okay. Have a great night.
You too, Sugar Pie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a sweetheart she is. What a sweetheart. I appreciate y'all all calling in and saying hello and us getting a chance to talk. So let's see who else is on the phone. I've got a full slate tonight. Goodness me. I feel loved. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Holly. It's Lisa. Thank you
hey,
for
Lisa.
Taking the call. Hi. Do you like Southern tea? I have a feeling.
Do I like Southern tea?
Yeah.
You
Southern,
mean sweet?
Lisa, Southern. Yeah, sweet tea. Yeah.
No.
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 I said,
no.
Oh,
honey,
I don't say that.
Like, they put 2 cups of sugar in a gallon of tea. It's basically sucralose. Okay.
That's true.
It is addictive. I will say that. It's not something that I like, but I know, you know, there are Southern people all over that are listening to this radio show saying to themselves, well, that Miss Holly, she's not Southern. She's a heathen if she doesn't like sweet tea. But I do not like sweet tea. So I drink mine unsweet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, a quick question, please.
Sure.
I don't know where that came from, but it was cute. Ma'am, I have the neighbor here next door. I am not very close, but for the past two days, I just hear banging, like moving things, banging. I know that I believe the HOA came. Or I don't know all the details, but I think something is going on. And I don't want it to affect me because I still have here to January, and I have a lot going on. Can you please advise me?
Okay, Lisa.
Hope you understand. Yes. Yes.
Pay attention to what I'm telling you, honey. Do not look over there. Do not think about over there. Do not get involved in that at all.
No, not.
Okay? Period.
Okay. Period.
Just that is not something that you need to get involved with. All right?
No. I pray to stay away, and I am doing it. And okay. I got you.
Okay.
And
vacuum your house, sweetie pie, and put some salt at your doors. Okay? That'll help get rid of the
white. White, black, I don't know.
What, salt? Whatever the spirit
yes.
drives you, whatever you feel drawn to, sweet pea. There's no right or wrong thing. The only thing about salt is do not use iodized. So Celtic, Salé Provence, black salt, Himalayan pink salt, any of those. And you don't need a whole lot. You just need a little bit in a little bowl by your entrances, and put one by on your bedside table as well. Okay? And that'll help vacuum your house and do that, and that'll help get rid of that unsettling energy that's going on in your house.
I got him doing it right now. Thank you, Ms. Holiday, for saving.
You're welcome, sweet pea. Have a good night. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bless you too, sugar pie. I just love my little Lisa. She's so cute. Just so cute. Let's see. Okay. See who's next on the air. And if anybody's watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can always give me a call and at 516-387-1921. Okay? All righty. So let's go ahead and do that. And let me see. Let's see. Oh, hey, Deborah. I'm going to pull a card for my dear friend, Deborah. So, who I just love to pieces. And Lou Jean's on here, too. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Deborah is one of the most talented people I know. She can draw. Deborah can do almost anything. And the really cool thing about Deborah is that she has chickens. She has chickens. Okay. So let me pull a card for Deborah. All right, Deborah, let's see what we've got for you. Oh, you're going to laugh yourself into next week. This is the card that I have for you, which is the Hangman, but it's also Awakening. Okay. So this card, change the way you're looking at the situation, embrace your uniqueness, on temporary pause and action. So Deborah, sweet pea. Oh, you're so funny. Deborah, sweetie, honey, boo-boo-kins, soul sister. You need to step back, take a deep breath, and refocus. Okay? You know what to do because I taught you well. Okay? Deborah's saying, of course it is. Just take a deep breath and refocus and you'll be fine. Anyway, I didn't get to go to that site that you were telling about, but that's Deborah. And okay, so let me see. Hey, Lou Jean, how are you, honey? It's good to see you too. I'm so glad y'all are on the air. I wish I could figure out how to get the comments on my StreamYard so I didn't have to go back and forth, but that's okay. So let me see what we've got going on next. But anyway, that's for you, Deborah. Give me a call later, tomorrow sometime, okay? We'll talk. Love you bunches and bunches and bunches and bunches. Okay, so our next caller is... Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hey, Miss Dolly, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not bad at all.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
You are speaking with Felicia.
Oh, Felicia. Okay, sweetie. What can we do for you this evening?
Just checking out. I'm looking to do a move. And mm-hmm. being that I'm intuitive myself, I'm also picking up energies of job interviewing. So I currently work right now, and I just wanted to see, do you see me changing employment? I would say between, anytime between now and after the new year.
No.
You don't?
No. No. Mm-mm. I didn't even have to pull a card for that. No.
Really?
They're telling me no. Yeah. They're telling me no. They're telling me hang on tight until February. And then things are going to open up in February.
Okay, so they're saying to hang, stay where I am until February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay where you are until February. Uh-huh. And then opportunities will start coming in February for you.
Okay. What about the move? Okay.
I'm not seeing any type of movement at all, as far as a move or anything like that. It's going to be, everything is at the new year in 2021. Nothing is going on right now. So,
okay, so,
and
that, so you, okay.
Go ahead, Sweetie.
I was going to say, so you don't, do you think this, because I currently work now. Do you see a move happening with the job that I have now, or would it happen with this new job?
It'll happen with the new job. I don't see you having a job. I don't see you having to move right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it'll happen with the new job.
Yes, it'll happen with the
new
job.
Okay, that's fine. This new job, I see it. Well, I live in New York City, but I would love to work in New Jersey. I do not want to work in New York City. That's why I plan on moving. Yeah, I don't want it to be in the city. I'm completely finished with the city.
I don't blame you, especially with all that's going on. I do not blame you. But I do see you moving into Jersey, but it's not going to be until 2021. And then everything is going to open up.
All right. You think this job will be in, well, it has to be in New Jersey. This job will be in New Jersey as well, too?
Yeah, it will be in New Jersey as well. But you're also going to have the opportunity to work from home if you want.
Oh, that would be awesome. Okay.
Okay. So, which would be a really cool thing. So, but yeah, you're going to have the opportunity to work from home as well.
All right. Start doing is looking, and I'll just start looking, but I won't get anything out until January.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds awesome. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah, not much going on until the beginning of next year, but once that happens, things are going to be really good, which will be fabulous for her. All right, let's see who's next. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Miss Holly. We already spoke, but I do have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am.
To Michelle again. One thing about changing jobs for me was I've got some foot problems.
Okay.
I've got, like, it's some nerve issues, and I'm slightly worried about changing jobs because of that. But you think that'll be okay?
Yeah, I do think it'll be okay.
There you
go. I do think it'll be okay. Yeah, they're not showing me any problems there at all.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Okay. Well, that was the last dangling participle there, so
okay.
Thanks for that. All right.
All righty. Thanks, all right. Michelle.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Miss Holly. It's Lisa. I was listening.
Okay. I'll just stick in listening then. Okay, Lisa, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No problem. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay. So if you're out there and watching the show, let me see if there's anybody on YouTube as well, because I am not seeing a whole lot of stuff. And you can call in to get a reading at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And I appreciate everybody coming out and asking me questions, and I'm really enjoying all this time that we have with you. If you can't get out here this early to speak with me, know that I will be back on the air at 10 o'clock with Journey Ryan on My Psychic Connection. So that will be the next thing. And tomorrow night, we are going to have a very special guest on My Psychic Connection, And her name is Marin, and she does dream interpretation. She's very, very good at it. She teaches dream interpretation all over the United States, and is a very good friend of mine. Marin and I have known each other for over 20 years. And so I'm really looking forward to that interview with Ryan, myself, and Marin. And she's going to talk about reoccurring dreams and what some of these things mean. And then some of y'all will be able to call in and get your questions answered about dreams. If you have a dream that you want to share on the air tonight, you can. I am well-versed in dream interpretation, and you can call at 516-387-1921, and you will talk about your dream, okay? All righty. If there's anyone else out there that wants to get a drink, reading, please give us a call or let me know on Facebook or YouTube. All righty. So while we're waiting for people to call in, I just wanted to say that this is a really great time, especially with the holidays coming up and everything, to really kind of bomb-proof your house for negative energy and prepare it for the holidays. So I'm going to give you some good ideas on how to kind of bomb-proof your house from family drama. So the first thing is that you want to do is the day before everybody gets there, you're going to want to clean the house really well. I know that this sounds like, you know, 1950s housewife stuff, but believe me, it will help a lot. Mrs. Myers has a scent out right now, or they did, that is an orange clove scent, and it is wonderful for this time of year because it makes everybody happy, energized, and it also takes the edge off. The other one that will make people invigorated is peppermint, but I want to warn you about peppermint. People who have negative intentions towards you generally cannot deal with peppermint. So if you have some people in your life that you might not want to hang around a long time, clean it with Mrs. Myers peppermint, and they'll be gone pretty soon, okay? But also clean the house very, very well. Make sure that you have lots of like chocolate and things like that. Chocolate, not tons of it because we don't need to eat tons of it, obviously. But chocolate also releases endorphins, and it also takes the edge off of things. Alrighty, so do that as well. And try and start, my husband and I do this every morning before we, both of us work from home, and in the mornings we light our candles on our altar. We have an altar that we use to represent God and the people that we care about and the people that we're praying for. And I have clients that I burn candles for health and wealth and psychic transitions, career, that type of thing. And so we have a little ceremony every morning, just the two of us, and it kind of sets the day for us. So I don't care what religion you are. What I'm telling you is if you set yourself even just 5 minutes of a little prayer, a little ceremony in your life, it will set the day for success. And it works like a charm, and it also sets the energy for your entire house. And if you have kids that are doing the distance schooling thing, bring everybody in on this. It's not just, you know, make it a family event every morning, and it just gets everybody in the right mindset. So I would suggest you do that as well. The other thing that I'm going to tell everybody to do is, as usual, vacuum your house a whole lot. And since we are headed into flu season and all the reports are gloom and doom and you know, COVID's going to, you know, ravage the United States and all that type of thing. There is an oil called Thieves' Oil. Thieves' Oil is about 300 years old, no longer than that, it's 400 years old. And what it is it's a mixture of clove and cinnamon and a bunch of other spices that are in an essential oil. And the way it was produced or originally produced was there were two thieves that were robbing the bodies that had died of the bubonic plague and they weren't getting sick. So they were finally caught and one of them was a perfumier. And he had figured out that this oil would keep him from getting sick. So diffuse thieves' oil in your house. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a strong medicinal scent. But diffuse it for an hour or so in your house, and it will help keep those nasty germs away. All righty? Well, it looks like that we are going to... Let me just double check and make sure that nobody else is there. Oh, hey, Lou Jean. I do have Lou Jean here. How you doing, sweetie pie? Do you want a card? Lou Jean is another one of my dear friends. She lives kind of close to me, and we do a lot of things together. So it's good to see her here. Okay, so Lou Jean wants a card, so we're going to pull a card for Lou Jean. And let me see if we've got any more callers coming in. Nope, not right now. So we'll just pull a card for Lou Jean, and let's see what's going on there. Which I lost Lou Jean. Hang on one second. Well, I get Lou Jean back. The lovely technical prowess of good golly Miss Holly. Nope, that has not changed one bit. Still... not doing that the greatest way. Hang on. I do apologize, y'all. Okay. There we go. We've got 9 comments. All right. Let's go to the comments. Okay. All right, Lou Jean. Let me pull a card for you. Is there anything that you want a card for or just general reading, Lou Jean? Okay. So here we go. I've got dun, 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 the Ace of Autumn for you. Windfall of money, advice or assistance from others, very successful project, a happy change in your career. So I think this kind of already happened because Lou Jean had a bunch of damage done to, Lou Jean lives on a property that has a couple of 90 plus year old barns on them, and one of them got damaged pretty badly in the storms that we had here. And yesterday she had people come over and help her with that. So I think that is a kind of a validation that that's what was supposed to happen. So there you go, LaJane, you got your card. All righty, so since there's no one else online, I am going to go ahead and call it early tonight. I do appreciate everybody calling in. If you want to give a reading, I'm going to give everybody else 5 more minutes. It's 516-387-1921. That's 516-387-1921. Okay, now then. So while we're talking about that, also, this time of year, because of the holidays and things like that, money can be very short with people. So the best thing to do for money being short is to burn a green candle, get some malachite, a little piece of malachite, and carry it with you in your pocket, and put a bay leaf, B-A-Y leaf, in your wallet. That will help bring money your way and also bring in health and wealth as well. Okay, so as far as that goes, alrighty. So I'm not seeing anybody else calling in, so we're going to call it a night. Thanks, everybody, for calling in, and have a good evening. And God bless.